Welcome to Breast Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Joyce O'Shaughnessy from the Baylor Charles A. Sammons Cancer Center and the U.S. Oncology Network in Dallas, Texas. And to begin, I asked Dr. O'Shaughnessy to comment on a case which was emailed to me by community-based oncologist Dr. Ken Wirtz from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Well, this is a patient who has had HER2-positive metastatic breast cancer since 2003. She presented de novo metastatic, and these are these historical patients, Neil, before we had trastuzumab in the adjuvant setting, where when we would treat them in the metastatic setting, they would have many, 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 many years of benefit from anti-HER2-based therapy. And this is such a patient, and she's been on a number of anti-HER2-targeted agents now. Trastuzumab, she got several years benefit from trastuzumab-pertuzumab combination. She got benefit from T-DM1, although she wasn't able to tolerate it very well because of bone pain. And she had multiple chemotherapy regimens with trastuzumab. Interestingly, her breast cancer was ER-positive, HER2-positive, so it's always been dually positive. But ER had not been targeted as much. Dr. Wirtz recently took over the care of the patient, but her previous oncologist had not really targeted the estrogen receptor, which is quite interesting because, you know, that's a real mechanism of escape to anti-HER2-based therapy. She's also had small volume disease. She's one of these patients that's very compelling because she just has had small volume bone disease, small volume nodal disease, and most recently, she had chest wall resection of three ribs because she had small volume disease in her rib, and so they got her down to an NED status, you know, and now he's looking for, how do I keep this cancer away, you know? After 15 years of HER2-positive breast cancer, she's sort of at an NED status, you know, and he's got her on, you know, zoledronic acid for the history of bone mets, and he's targeting the estrogen receptor, I think, very appropriately with fulvestrant. And his questions are, you know, what should I do about anti-HER2-based therapy, and is there any role for adding chemotherapy in there? And he put her on neratinib because he wants pan-HER blockade, which I think is a smart idea, and he wants to target the estrogen receptor, and he knows that, you know, preclinically, if you target ER, you'll get upregulation of multiple HER family members. And if you use neratinib to target the HER family, you'll get upregulation of the estrogen receptor. So he's got her on neratinib and fulvestrant, which I think is a very good combination. And, you know, my only other thought, Neil, is that, and he raised the question, what about some capecitabine? And if it were possible, right now, I think the patient is, she's doing well from a diarrhea standpoint, but she had some diarrhea initially. She's been taking loperamide, had the cholestipol at the ready, but I don't think she's necessarily needed that. Her diarrhea is getting better. And so the question, it's nice, maybe sequentially, she's getting used to the fulvestrant and neratinib and potentially adding in some capecitabine, because I think that that's a multiple blockade of multiple pathways in this breast cancer. And I have a patient who's been on fulvestrant plus capecitabine plus trastuzumab for many, 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 many years now, and with a very kind of widely metastatic HER2-positive breast cancer. Actually, she's interesting. She's a HER2 mutation, Neil. She's not even amplified. It's a HER2 mutation. But I think that capecitabine, this patient's never had capecitabine in all these years. She's never had capecitabine, and that's a great way to block proliferation. Then you've got neratinib to block that PI3 kinase pathway. It's hard for the cancer to switch over to PI3 kinase with pan-HER blockade. And then you've got the estrogen receptor blocked. So, because triplets, you know, triplets to really keep these patients in hopefully what will be a highly durable remission for this patient who has very little disease even after all these years. And I think capecitabine would be non-cross resistant. So, you know, even a 7 days on, 7 days off of capecitabine, you know, 1500 BID, seven on, seven off with fulvestrant and neratinib. And, you know, it's interesting in the Extranet study, if patients can stay on the neratinib and they even get just four pills, 160 milligrams, which, by the way, is the in metastatic breast cancer in combination with T-DM1, it's 160, it's four pills. But if the patient can even get 4 to 5 pills of neratinib, that could be enough, you know, in combination with capecitabine and fulvestrant. So I'd probably try to wade into those waters if I were caring for this patient, I think, Neil, to see if I could get that to work for her.